Hey, everybody, before we get into this wonderful, awesome episode of the 8-Bit Geek, we wanted to remind you that October is quickly approaching, and that means
8-Bit Horror Fest.
Woo! What's that?
Oh, yeah. We did this last year, and it was a lot of fun. We just watched a bunch of scary movies. Last year, I think we just kind of went through and just like, we're like, hey, let's watch this week. Like, it's available somewhere or something. This year, we have like 31 movies picked out to watch. We are going to choose one every week that all three of us are going to watch, and we'll talk about it. Probably, I guess, on another podcast, sort of like special. We'll do a special every week where we talk about that movie. We'll announce the movies to watch that week on the show. Obviously, we don't have to watch all of them, but I'm going to try to watch all of them.
This year,
all of them are on Netflix. Everything, all the movies that I have listed, I went through Netflix the other night and just picked out all the scary movies that had over 3 stars. So, because you get on Netflix, and I think there may be a couple that may have had lower ones, but I was like, I still want to watch that, so I went and put it on there anyways. But
now they're scheduled. I hope that you chose ones that aren't scheduled to be deleted here soon, because they're about to do a mass exodus.
Yeah, I need to check. That's another thing, you know, because every month stuff leaves. So, but every week I'll check and make sure that the movies are still there. But right now we've got stuff like The Fly, Devil, Nightmare on Elm Street, The Exorcist, The Omen, the original, Saw, John Dies at the End. And some, not all these are scary. Like, there's a couple that are like, you know, like Sleepy Hollow. Like, that's just a good Halloween movie. Like, that's not necessarily scary. Night of the Living Dead, the original.
Hocus Pocus.
I don't think Hocus Pocus is on there.
That's
check.
A great.
If Hocus Pocus is on there, you know what? I need a 31 movie. We'll put that on there.
That's a great Halloween movie.
Yeah, and
that's
then
a classic.
Troll Hunter.
Wait, did you say
you're next?
Did you say that there's zombie beavers?
Yeah,
I've been waiting to see that movie. That's gotta be.
It's on there, man.
Please tell me that we're watching. Like, we gotta watch that as one of ours.
Okay. Week one, Zombievers.
Yes.
Hearing it here first.
Yes.
So we've got, there's a bunch of good stuff. So we'll, like I said, every week we'll announce like the next 7 movies, and we'll talk about the one that we'll watch specifically.
Awesome.
And then check out our special podcast where we talk about those movies. And then we haven't really talked about this specifically, but I want us to stream games, like try to do like a stream every weekend. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be a lot of fun too.
Yeah, just stream like the three of us in a, not necessarily a Skype call, but like playing a game. Maybe not all of us are playing, but
I wish that there was multi-channel support on Twitch. That way, whoever's kind of like Google, where you can see who's talking on the stream. You know what? Maybe we could do that. Maybe we can actually put Google Hangouts as a screen on Twitch. And then stream it through Twitch.
Yeah, that's very possible, and I think it's kind of, we've talked about doing that
for the podcast.
But yeah, it'd be cool to do. Yeah, and just Twitch. Yeah, we're playing some scary games also, or you know, scary and maybe some not so scary. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Do you have Dead Space 2?
I do not. I don't think.
Oh my god.
I don't like.
We're gonna play those. It's a co-op horror. It's a co-op horror game. I will buy it for you.
Fuck that.
We're going to play it together.
I don't think I have any scary games. I'm like, let's do this. I don't have any of these games. So it's all
I'm getting you that game. We're playing it together. You guys heard it here first. Anyways, let's wrap this up real quick because it's going to turn into a podcast by itself.
Oh, yeah, shit.
So October is Horror Fest, 8-Bit Horror Fest. Hashtag it. Get ready to watch some films with us. Also, you can subscribe to our sub channel on iTunes and on Audio Boom. It's called 8-Bit Bits, and you'll find a lot of reviews for the other films in there as well. Awesome. Yeah. Here we go. Get ready.
Next week, we'll announce the first few movies. So,
well, they already know the first one.
Huh?
You already announced the first one.
Well, I know, but we'll talk about the whole week of movies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Until then, peace out. Hashtag 8-Bit Horror Fest.
Yeah. Peace out. Hashtag enjoy the rest of our show.
Hashtag the real show starts now.
Yep.
Hashtag ear sex.
Hashtag fuck no.
Hashtag you'll get it soon enough.
Oh, Jesus. Just ruin the joke before it happens.
That's what I do.
And here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 136 of the 8-Bit Geek. This is the only place on the internet that you can feel safe about having ear sex with three chubby men. Now let's get to second base. My name's Jeremy, and starting today's foreplay is...
You can't.
What? What? This is a perfect intro. You know how long I work on these things? At least
30 seconds.
At least 30 seconds. But still, I put thought and time into these intros, and you guys don't even play along.
When you ask us before the show starts if there's any stories that we don't like, I need to make sure I read the intros to make sure that I like that.
That is a good intro. I said you guys were doing foreplay. I wasn't doing the foreplay on you. You were doing it on the listeners.
No. Sorry, I'm happily married.
Don't like ear stuff.
Ear sex. You don't like ear sex.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Doug.
Hey, Kev.
There we go.
Fuck you
both.
We're
introed.
Just fuck you both. How's everyone doing?
Awesome. How are you?
Bam. Tired as a motherfucker.
Oh, shit. If you like us and you like our intros and you want to, and we may have two open spots available. Shortly.
He's talking about his orifices.
You can always subscribe
Positions
to us.
Ready to be filled. He's done.
Where's that mute button? You can always subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio if you have something called Android, which is still around, I guess. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and you can surely help three chubby men who want to have sex with your ears on Patreon. You can help pay for overhead and send us to new Comic Cons. In fact, we just laid plans for a pretty large venture. Should we just tell them the prelims here of what's going on, or keep it a secret?
Doug's pregnant again.
Yeah, I'm pregnant again. This is me this time.
Our goal.
General idea of what we're doing. Like, we're planning on getting a booth at Alamo City Comic Con next year.
Woo!
Or Comic Palooza. We'll see.
Woo! Yeah, we'll see.
And we've got ideas of what we want to do with the booth, but that's our main idea. And we will be using the funds from Patreon to purchase the booth space or become a sponsor.
That's right. So. The booth itself is about $500. And that money from Patreon will go a long ways in order to help pay for that. So if you'd like to help us with that and you like the show, you like what we're doing, you can give just as little as a dollar a month. You could just tip us. Just think of it as a tip jar. You know, we give out this show for free. I'm going to tip those guys because they do more for me than my fucking waitress does when I go get some food.
Really? And she's still your waitress?
Well, you know, there's different type of waitresses, like ones that want to have sex with your ear.
Oh, wait, what? What restaurant
is
that?
That's not a waitress.
I don't think I want to go to a restaurant where... Never mind. It's just, this is bad. But also, what is it? Patreon.com/the8bitgeek?
Just 8-bit geek.
Yeah, you just look up... And you could go there. And Patreon is spelled Patreon.com. And you can...
It's funny that you spelled it correctly that time when you can't spell it correctly in text ever.
Yeah. Autocorrect fail?
It's auto... I'm telling you, it's this phone. I'm gonna get rid of it. I'm going to go to get an Android.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I'm sure autocorrect is perfect on that device.
Well, you've seen my text messages.
Yeah.
Flawless.
They're like... I think Kevin just said that he's a girl now. Oh, no, it says that he went to go see a film. Okay, my bad.
And I really meant that I was a girl. It just really autocorrected wrong. Another thing about Patreon, if we didn't say, you also get more content from us. You get the beginning of our show, like our pre-show stuff and our post-show stuff, too. So if you really like us, which is awesome, you can get more content that way. So, yeah, I mean, $1 a month, man. I mean, it really helps us. It goes a long way. And like I said, it gets you more oral fixation, oral pleasure. Oral. A-U-R-A-L, Jeremy.
We have a spelling bee today.
I had to really specify because Jeremy got really hot and bothered. He's like, ooh.
I wish that sometimes our listeners can see us on like we used to do live, because they would see some shit.
Oh, man. Literally.
As he rubs his boobs.
I think that was just one. It was a solo project there.
But it was really big. So it looked like two.
Jeremy the Gorilla Nips.
And we talked about maybe streaming again at some point, like moving over to Twitch instead of using whatever the fuck we were using before.
We were using Google Hangouts.
I mean, yeah, we were streaming, and it went straight to our YouTube channel. Yeah. I don't know, just everything about Twitch just is layout and stuff just seems better than YouTube's.
So. YubTub.
I agree. And so maybe we'll do that at some point. But
yeah, if you guys want to see us stream live, let us know, and we'll test it out in the next few weeks and see if it's something we want to keep doing.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. Something that we started doing again with the three of us are missed connections every week. Yet, I don't have one this week because the two that we do have are pretty long. So yeah. I figured it'd take up a lot of space. Plus, it's perfect for you guys. I mean, your guys' characters for these works. It just works. But anyways, Missed Connections is a wonderful, 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 wonderful little skit that we do here. And all these that you're about to hear are taken from Craigslist. They are not edited in any way. And Doug is distracting me by writing Sean Penis many times on the screen.
Because you spelled his name wrong.
He's a fictional character. Fictional Whoa. Character.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't have a specific way of spelling his name. Harry Potter is a fictional character, and you spell his name a specific way. Darth Vader is a fictional character, and you spell his name a specific way.
I would like to add that both of those characters have fucking books and movies. Sean Penis does not.
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Memoirs, you know, basically...
you just haven't been on the deep web yet.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey was pretty much based off of Sean Penis' lifestyle.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Missed Connections.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Guess who crashed? Chrome crashed, and their music didn't come up.
Did it crash again?
Yeah. I'm pulling it up right now, but you can start. Holy shit, it's not working.
Weird.
What did you do to Chrome?
I don't know.
Man, abusive.
I'm gonna pull it up in Microsoft Edge. That's included in Windows 10, which you can find in stores now and upgrade for free.
Microsoft Edge. It's not IE.
I mean, it is, but it's not.
But it's not.
But it's not.
All right, now we've got to skip an ad.
Wow. Not really on the edge of technology, are they?
They really are having a hard time edging out the competition.
God damn it.
There it is.
You can start, Sean, whenever you want.
Just listen to this jam.
Sean's flushing right now.
Can we get Sean in here instead of Doug?
Hello, fellas.
Fuck, I love your preparation. You know, you make fun of me for like when I say like when I go Russian, I'm like little lol, and you know, I get ready for it. But you literally look off camera and then come back as another person.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a totally different person. Doug left and I walked in.
Okay, my bad. My bad. Go ahead, Sean.
So this week's misconnection, that I'm going to read was, I didn't write it. This one was written to me.
Oh.
And after I leave here, I'm going to go message this person and meet up.
Nice.
For some fun times.
Okay.
Yesterday at the Bills game. Woman for me.
Mm-hmm.
So she writes, I sat down next to you today at the game. I was with my boyfriend. He went to get food and drinks. You put your hand on my leg.
As Sean does.
Yes, as I do. At first I was weirded out, but that quickly passed. Instead of moving your hand, I let you touch my leg. I don't know why. I never did anything like this before, especially because I have a boyfriend. But I slid my hand down your pants. I was too nervous to make eye contact with you, so I don't really know what you look like. You didn't move my hand or freak out, so I grabbed your dick and gave you a hand job until you creamed in your pants. It's true. It's like 15 seconds, but that's beside the point.
Already more interesting than the Bills game.
As soon as I felt your cream explode all over my ham, my boyfriend came back and sat down. I was so nervous because I just had to act like nothing happened. I didn't see your face because I was looking down the whole time. Besides, you had that face paint on your face that was kind of cute.
But you didn't look at his face at all.
Yeah.
You're a Bills fan?
I'm a get hand jobs at sports arenas fan.
Well.
All right.
Wherever I'm at for business, I often attend a sporting event and touch up the women next to me in hopes of getting a hand job. Score one for Sean Pennis this week.
We got another ratio on that one.
Can we get a pie chart?
It's not good.
It's not.
But the ratio to how many times I get my ass kicked at a sporting event is astronomical. She goes on to say, I'd kind of like to give you another hand job, but I gotta make sure it's really you. So if you see this, tell me what color you wore, and if you wore any underwear to prove that it's you.
I mean, there's really a 50-50 chance there. I'm assuming he wore you. Okay, Sean, you wore the face paint of the Buffalo Bills colors, which would be blue and white.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And knowing you, Sean Pennis, underwear is taboo.
Correct.
So I must have gave you a hand job. My bad.
It was you?
I've been moonlighting as 19-year-old women at Buffalo Bills games.
Fuck, I was the boyfriend. We held hands after that.
Yeah, I put my creamy hand in the popcorn afterwards. So Jeremy,
yeah,
that
that's what
better.
I want to know. How do you explain that one? How do you like, hey, you creamed all over my hand, and now my boyfriend's here. Let me just wipe it off on the nachos.
Nachos taste salty.
Oh, they probably would.
Good job, Sean.
Good job, Sean.
Yeah, this is a great week. So I'm going to go email her back, see if I can get another handy.
All right. Well, while you do that, Kevin, you're up to bat. Hit a home run.
This one's another Walmart.
As it should be.
And I feel like this one should be classy. So I'm going to give it like a, you know, an English accent. Because I feel like this does have a sense of class. It is Walmart, after all.
Okay.
Oh, man, I was really expecting, like, I don't know why, Sling Blade.
Sling Blade?
Yep, I was at a grocery store. Mm-hmm.
Well.
I definitely vote to have English class.
Yeah, I think that'd be funny. I think this is a
classy post.
Especially the way it's written, you can just tell that it's not like.
He dotted his I's and crossed his T's.
It looks like, so far, it looks like everything is spelled correctly.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's called Country Jugs at Walmart Saturday. Male for woman, Hannibal. I was out grocery shopping at Walmart Saturday afternoon. Near the soda aisle, I saw three women huddled near each other, laughing and giggling. One had her shirt lifted up over her plump belly, fiddling with her belly button ring. Honestly, I assumed she had recently discovered what type of smells come from her belly button, and her friends were equally intrigued. In the next aisle over, the one with bottled gallons of water, there was a really nice blonde, fairly chunky, not my cup of tea, but in all of the right places. She had on cowgirl boots, cut-off jean shorts that rode a little high, but not high enough, if you ask me. Smiley face. And somewhat low-cut green shirt. To quote Johnny Depp from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas,
"Beautiful fucking tits."
But I digress. I noticed you throughout the store at least five more times. I loved watching that big plumper dumper wiggle and jiggle when you walked. I only caught a view from the front twice. But Jesus, fuck me, it was nice. You have very nice milky tits. And by that I mean they just didn't just bounce, they had a ripple effect to them. You're one cowgirl I'd like to ride raw until we both come.
Oh my god.
Then have you give me head while I yell, "The South will rise again!" If you know what I mean. Yeehaw, Yankee.
My lord, can we name this episode Big Plumper Dumper Wiggly and Jiggle?
No, that's a bad idea.
Big Plumper Dumper Wiggle and Jiggle.
I really tried to get through that without laughing.
I think that's got to be the name.
I want to start a band and make that first album called The Big Plumper Dumper Wiggle and Jiggle. It's like a new dance. Yeah. The Macarena.
Oh my goodness. Big Plumper Dumper Wiggly Jiggle.
Keep it classy, Walmart.
Oh my god. What I don't get is like the whole first paragraph about the fat chicks or whatever. I mean, they weren't fat. I just assume they were fat.
He was setting the scene.
Apparently, yeah. They were smelling belly buttons.
Yeah, I'm like, what is the point of that? Yeah, I guess setting the scene. But at the same time, like...
He is a true artist. You can tell that he has written movies.
He has. And he's moonlighting as a Walmart worker just to get the next scoop on a good film.
Yeah, he's what his are they calling? Researching. He's researching his next film.
Oh, obviously he's a fan of Johnny Depp.
And milky tits.
And milky tits.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
Anywho. Anyways, you guys want to talk about some stuff?
Yeah, dude. Let's do that.
I don't know if we've talked about the whole rumor. No, wait, we fucking did. We called this shit before it was ever made a story, and it's gone pretty big. Remember when we were talking about how Darth Vader would come back into The Force Awakens because of the clones and everything? Well, I think somebody over at Slash Film has been reading or listening to our podcast. But I guess it's not just them. They're reporting on it, too. There's this huge rumor that's going around now because everyone's starting to connect dots about how Kylo Ren is trying to... So the whole premise of this is that Kylo Ren is the whole plot of the Force Awakens is that Kylo Ren is trying to resurrect or clone Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Well. And because of this... The reason why they're saying all this is because of the fact that they've got he's got the helmet, mm-hmm. And then in the trailer, obviously Luke Skywalker says, "My father is," when he was talking about the Force, he was like, "I have it, my father has it," and they specifically instructed him to say "has it" and not "had it."
Well, okay, hold on. They mentioned how they took that audio from the original the original right. series, and they cut in. And what was new was the "and you have it too" or something like that.
No, because he specifically said in that in his interview that he said that they had to stop recording and keep telling him that my to keep saying "has" and not "had," because in his mind, Vader was, you know, passed on and stuff. But that's what I'll find you the article that I have it saved somewhere, but. I definitely remember him quoted as saying that he had to keep recording that line because he kept screwing it up.
Way to go, Mayweather.
And then, of course, Kylo Ren is on the search for the Luke Skywalker's old lightsaber, which was Darth Vader's. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how there could be a hidden compartment with some DNA or something, blah, blah, blah. And they're talking about how in the Clone Wars, was it the Clone Wars when he was telling Anakin that, you know, there is a way to resurrect dead loved ones?
Well, mm-hmm.
And then also they're referring to some books that were written and a group called the Acolytes of the Beyond in Star Wars Aftermath.
Right, right.
And so, of course, a stencil from a familiar Sith Lord's helmet with a phrase reading "Vader lives." And so obviously it's a rumor and it's a big, like, hey, what if? Mm-hmm. But I think they're onto something.
That would be cool. I mean, obviously Darth Vader was one of the thing is, if he comes back, he really wouldn't be evil. I mean, he pretty much was working under Palpatine.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Like, what's the point of, like, and especially him and Luke basically made amends toward the end of the film. What's the point of him being, like, you know, the Dark Lord?
Well, what if?
I guess you clone and train him to be that way. You train it. Like,
I mean, if you can clone him, bring him up on into the dark side. You know, under the dark side, I guess. But also, I mean, if you resurrect him, who says that you have to resurrect him when he exactly died? I mean, you could still resurrect him. Maybe he was. His subconscious is, I don't know, it's the movies. They could do whatever they want, but...
Right.
You know, and this whole thing is lending itself to the rumors because of the fact that Kylo Ren is not a Sith Lord, and he's trying to, obviously, ascend to one, and what better way than to go resurrect
a master,
exactly.
Essentially.
A master who can
train
you.
But why not, like... But why Vader? You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't the most powerful Jedi. That was never part of his story. You know, like, I mean, yeah, he brought balance to the Force because, like, he wiped out the Jedi and then he killed the Sith Lord. Like, that's pretty much what he did. But why not bring back the Emperor? Like, I know that seems like really, like, oh, God, the Emperor. But, like, as probably one of the most powerful Jedi Siths ever in the entire, like, Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because...
Why not bring him back?
I think maybe they're bringing Darth Vader back because he was more of the face of everything. So it'll invoke fear into the rebels or the rebellion. Who, I mean, is it still a rebellion at this point?
Yes and no, because it was still the Emperor.
I mean,
that was the dude in charge.
Yeah, but how many people saw the Emperor? I mean, they saw him as the Senator, but they never saw him as, like, the fucking...
And
like,
then you saw Vader all the time go through and chores and choke...
Force choke
bitches and...
Horse choke.
I think, and plus he's more sellable as a toy.
Oh, absolutely. I know for like that.
And he's considered the most badass villain of all time in movie history.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree with that.
Well, what? There's a lot of publications that do not.
I know, and I don't understand it. Like, we watched something a couple months ago.
So who would you consider then?
Honestly, Heath Ledger's Joker, better villain than Darth Vader.
I would definitely put him as a number two, but as an iconic status, Vader hands down. Vader one.
There's way more. This is it's like he's. I don't know. I love Star Wars, but like Vader, just I don't think I own anything like Vader related because I don't think that he's that big of a. I know, I see him.
This is Vader bank.
As I say, I don't own anything Vader related. He pulls out this, like... I don't think that he's that big of a badass, especially after the new trilogy kind of ruined him.
Well, you can't blame that.
Come on.
Don't go back to Heath Ledger's Joker.
He didn't even put him up. No.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I understand, yeah, but
he like, and literally, when you look at the entire Star Wars universe, like especially what Vader actually did, like he was just an enforcer. Like he wasn't the brains behind the Empire. He didn't do anything. He just became like
he was the muscle.
Yeah, he just became the muscle for 40 years or whatever to the Emperor. Like, what a bitch.
Yeah, but
he killed him at the end, but that makes him a hero, not a villain.
Well, I mean...
Right, well, that brings on to the Heath Ledger thing, where it's like, if you really watch The Dark Knight, like, Heath Ledger kind of killed more bad guys than he did good.
Yeah.
He was a weird anti-hero. Obviously, he was fighting Batman, but he did a lot better. Like, he was fighting the mobs more than he was fighting, like, good people. So, I don't know. It's all your take on it.
Yeah. I just think he was like chaotic evil though. Like he was like chaos. And like that's what I think makes him more like where again Vader could technically be a good guy too if you were on the side of the Empire where he's literally he's a soldier following the commands of the leader. I mean, yeah, he's a bad guy in this story because the Empire sucks dick and is terrible, but
shit.
But you know, he also isn't out just murdering people. Like very rarely does he.
Well, he did murder a whole bunch of kids.
Time where Vader is just like, "Hey, look at all these innocent people, like civilians. I'm just going to kill if they're an enemy, like the Jedi or the rebels. Then of course he's going to go after him." But
because he did all of his children killing in the early stages of his life.
But those were Jedi. He wiped out the Jedi. That was part of his command. Yeah. Did you see the Robot Chicken sketch about that?
A long time ago.
With the where he's cutting like daisies or whatever, and it's the kids, and he comes home, or it's just Padme getting home, and there's instead of like a pot or a vase full of roses, a vase full of dead kids.
Oh,
it was so fucking funny because he's like, I don't want to kill them, and they're like, so he just imagines that they're like daisies, and then just murders them.
All right, Kevin, sound off. Who's your number one baddie?
My number one baddie. I mean, it's hard to say because, like, if you're gonna include horror movies and stuff like that,
just
like,
in film. Just what is your number one, man?
Oh, Jason Voorhees, the ultimate fucking cock blocker.
Yeah.
He is about as Christian as a fucking hardcore Republican is. Like, okay, he only kills people who are having sex, smoking weed, or basically just doing anything that is un-Christian.
Voorhees, 2016.
I want to make a movie poster that has him standing there with his machete, and then it just says "Go with God."
Seriously, like, and that was brought the whole like Survivor Girl back thing, like where it was always the innocent girls that would kind of just, you know, like they were the goody two shoes and stuff, and they become complete badasses in the end and fucking kill Jason or put him down for a little bit. And it's just that seemed the way it was. And I remember it was even better because they just made fun of it. Jason X, like right when kids are about to have sex and he was already dead, he was like frozen dead. And then you just see his fingers twitch just as they start going at it. It's like, yeah, that I would say Jason for that reason.
That's so funny. this his whole like, I go back to the president thing. Just I mean, or Voorhees for 2016, and like we should make a banner.
I'm cool with that.
That's like, this is his stance on stuff.
Anti-drugs.
Anti-drugs.
Anti-procreation.
Anti-premarital we gotta make sex. That.
Premarital sex, there you go. He never killed any married people.
Yeah, as far as, well, I bet I'm sure he did at some point, but they may have been fucking someone else on the side.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or smoking pot.
Yeah, see?
Well, I really want to make that. Let's make that happen.
Yeah. I think he may have actually been like number two on that list. It was, I forget, it's one of what state? It was like Spike TV or something, or you know, or VH1. I don't know. It was one of those countdowns, and they did like the 100 like
movie badasses and, like, films. Yeah.
And yeah, and I know Vader was number one, and I'm pretty sure that I think Voorhees may have been like, well, at least in the top five, if not number, like, number two.
Oh yeah,
I remember he was way up there.
Where did
his kill count is the high? He's got the highest kill count in all of the slashers.
Yeah,
where'd your Boba Fett rank?
I think he was in the top 20. Because I remember being like, that's a lot higher than I thought you were gonna be.
You're
it's
like
weird because like all the stuff they showed in the movies, they didn't really, he didn't get to shine.
You know? Yeah, I know, right? It's like all of his stuff is like comics and video games and or whatever mm-hmm. afterwards. But you're like, man, this dude's a fucking badass. But yeah, in the movies, it's just like he just looks cool.
He just stands around.
Dies.
Yeah. Hey, remember that one video game that he started in that we all played, and it was called 1313, and we really shined in that one, huh?
Rip.
Thanks, Disney. Rip.
Well, we want to hear your guys's our listeners' opinion as well. What's the number one villain baddie of all time in your opinion? Let us know at the 8-bit
Geek. Hannibal Lecter,
he's up there.
He's a good one too.
I can't no.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hannibal Lecter's a really good one too. Oh shit. Sorry. I was just thinking about other good bad guys.
Kevin Spacey from Seven. That was pretty fucking demonic.
Yeah. The thing about him though is like he's not like in like Darth Vader.
He's not
you know,
like
iconic,
very iconic
in his look and stuff. Whereas, and that's whole Kevin Spacey's whole like character's point in that movie is that he is just John Doe. He's just another dude on the street. There's nothing. Yeah.
When you say like villainous baddie in films, you don't you know you automatically think of somebody who is in this kind of costume. You know, like people relate to that when it comes to like being an icon or something like that. Something who has a distinctive look really gets shot to the top all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's see. Also, there's a rumor going around too. Again. Star Wars theatrical cut is gonna come out on Blu-ray. So this keeps coming up in the news. So I really think it's gonna happen. So theatrical cut means that how it was when it first released. Obviously, they're going to update the visuals and everything, but there's no CGI. There's no special editions. So there you go.
Solo shot first.
Yeah, Han Solo was shot first. Now, I'm curious about, like, will they go in and will they make certain things look better? Because if you watch the original films, there's some stuff that just kind of looks,
yeah.
Like well, shit. I mean, we kind of forget about how bad some stuff looked because we've had the re-release from '97 for the past 20 years, just about.
I would hope that they take everything from. I would hope that they upscale it like they did Jaws. They remaster it, and then they release it. Like that Jaws, I have the Jaws Blu-ray, and I tell you what, man, they did a special feature on it where they showed you what Jaws looked like before and then what they did after the restore. It is fucking phenomenal. Like, wow. It is really good.
Yeah. It's like that Batman 66 where they restored that. Did you see that side by side? I think we posted it on our site a couple of years ago. Yeah. That side by side was phenomenal. Yeah. But my problem is that there's some shots in the original movie where I think they're on like Yavin or something where there's a moon in the background and you can literally see the box
around it.
Box around the moon. And I hope that they fix stuff like that.
I would hope
so too. That stuff look better. Cause like, yeah, that box around the moon, like you're only going to see that more clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause the blacks are really black on TVs now.
Yeah. So all the stuff in space and stuff may look a little, not as good. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my concern. My concern with this is that Fox still owns the distribution rights.
Just for the first film. Just for A New Hope. Everything else Disney owns.
How did they get that?
I don't know.
Because Fox has everything else. Like they released the first the six movies. Like, I mean,
I thought it was the first three movies. I didn't know it was the six, all six.
I mean, you think about it, you go to the movies, and what's the first thing to pop up on the screen? It's the Fox logo.
I have not watched episode one, two, or three outside of theaters.
That thing. Yeah.
I kept going into those movies. I was like, fool me once, shame on me. Or fool me, or shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me three times. You ain't going to fool me no more.
Okay, so here's the official skinny.
Mm-hmm.
20th Century Fox owns the release rights for both the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy.
Uh-huh.
Then they also own the intellectual rights to A New Hope in all media worldwide. Everything else is Disney.
Okay, but how do you re-release it when they still own it? I guess you can work.
You work out a deal with them and just say, "Hey, you get a cut of this film."
That's got to be the only way you can do it. I guess it's the same way, like how Disney can release these like Avengers packages of the movies when they only Avengers was their first like Marvel movie. You know, like, yeah, everything before that was through various studios.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or publishers. So I guess there's some.
And if there's anybody who could do it, Disney, sitting on, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah,
it's pretty much.
Dude, I can't believe, just the Force Friday thing from last, or a couple weeks ago, just how much money they're going to make this year alone off of merchandising is fucking stupid.
And ticket sales, they're going to set records.
$5 billion in merchandising this year.
Hey, so tickets go on sale in, I thought they said, October 7th or 6th or something like that for Star Wars.
Wow, that's an early date.
Yeah, let me look it up real quick. I just want to make sure.
People are going to start getting in line now.
I'm online. There's no point in waiting in line anymore.
Yeah, October 7th.
When you actually get there. But even then, if you buy them online, a lot of theaters now have assigned seating. You can still buy your ticket.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry. If their collections are correct, the date is October 19th. October 19th.
So 2 months before.
2 months before it comes out. And I am. That's the first showing. I know, Doug, you were planning on seeing this in IMAX. I don't know if it's going to be your first showing that you go see it in IMAX, but I am reserving to go see at 7 p.m. because I know how crazy the lines are going to be. So I'm going to reserve for 7 p.m. At a reserve theater for first to go. I'd love to go with you, but I think that you always have your heart set on IMAX, yeah?
I mean, this one, maybe. I don't know if they're doing. I don't think they're doing 3D in this one. I don't know. Probably,
hopefully,
though.
Not.
It's J.J. Abrams, so who fucking knows? But I know that they're filming with 70 millimeter.
Yeah.
Or whatever, which is supposed to look like phenomenal on IMAX. That's the reason why you want to go see it, is because, like, it's supposed to look fucking badass.
Nice. And I'm pretty sure all three of us are going to see this movie at the very least, three times in the theaters.
Well, yeah. To pretty much take everything in, yeah.
And so I'm going to see it once comfortably, once in IMAX, and then once in 4D XTYVZ vision.
Mm-hmm.
4D. You get hit with the real lightsabers.
I'm fucking dying actually. Over here.
Yeah. No refunds.
So.
Man.
I guess we can move on a little bit, but.
Yeah,
knowing you guys, we could talk Star Wars till the end of today.
debuting tomorrow night is the new Muppets TV show.
Hyped?
I'm so hyped. I'm hyped beyond anything. You know who's not hyped?
Oh, God.
The American Family Association called 1 million moms are boycotting it.
Yeah.
Because they're exploiting children by saying that the Muppets are too adult-like now, saying, you know, having sexual and drug-related jokes.
I mean, they didn't give Kermit nips or anything. Come on, it's fucking ridiculous.
They've apparently never seen anything Muppet related ever, as the Muppets have always had a very, while childish, also very adult humor about them.
A lot.
Also, I remember I saw a quote today. It may have actually come from this article. I wonder if it's in here, where they just said they're trying to shake off the kiddish shit. Like they're like. The original Muppet Show was not a kid show back in like the 70s, that it was like a, you know, not an adult show, but it wasn't Sesame Street. This isn't a fucking learning program. It's supposed to be kind of on the edge.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's in primetime television too. It's not like something that's going to show up on, you know,
it's not PBS, an ABC Family. It's on ABC.
But you know what's funny? Just a little side note about this whole thing. 1 million moms, they pretty much have like 76,000 people liking them on Facebook. I'm like, that's not anywhere near a million.
That's not a million moms.
That's not a bad
maybe,
loss at all.
Maybe it's a million moms because they organize by sending out mail. Maybe it's like 90 and above is the age group, and so they just like, we're going to telegram you. We're going to organize the old school way. What's an iPad? Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. I actually got a text... when was this? At 26 minutes ago, from my buddy Eddie, says, just watched the first episode of The Muppets, and it was amazing.
How'd he watch? Did it show tonight?
No, Ed has his ways.
Yeah, he gets TV early. I don't know. Like, I've already seen tonight's episode of Gotham.
Oh,
I watched
Ed.
It last night.
Oh, how was it?
I was pretty good. I liked the first season of Gotham. Like, I didn't have any complaints.
There's I did just, too. Like, bitch. I loved it when Fish Mooney kept getting hurt.
That was great.
I can't. Oh God, I hope.
Yeah, it was a fun episode, and they brought back that Joker kid. Like, he's back in the first episode.
Yay! Remember seeing him live?
Huh?
Remember seeing him live, and he did the Joker on stage during the panel?
Yeah, that was awesome. It was great. Nice. And yeah, I mean, there was. I mean, I think they were just like, let's just bring back everybody for this first episode, because that's what it felt like. There was like all the big characters from last season at some point make an appearance somehow.
Well, they wanted to start off with a bang, since they call it like season 2's Gotham Villains.
Yeah.
So exactly. I mean, it's gonna be, I hope, you know, I'm gonna probably watch it after this, or you know, get to it. But I mean, man, I would love to get into that again, because like Gotham, yeah, the first season was fantastic. It was a little slow to start, and then it picked up. You know, it's really good, and it's a lot darker than people expected it to be. Like, I hope Fox doesn't botch it up.
Same. My one complaint about it originally was just that it was kind of a case of the week sort of thing, where a lot of times it's like, man, how many villains are you going to fucking introduce on this show? Yeah. Especially with so many of those villains being, like, Batman-specific. Like, the whole introducing, like, a kid who might be Joker kind of rubbed me the wrong way, since Joker only exists because
Batman exists.
But
he does have a backstory, you know? I mean, he's not officially the Joker yet.
No, and he may not be ever. Like, that's the thing, is that they're not saying... I mean, everyone just assumes he is because...
He has a laugh, and he looks a certain way.
Yeah, he looks... I mean, he does look like him. I mean...
Yeah.
He does have a look about him.
It's pretty, pretty awesome.
So I just got tagged on something on Facebook that says The Conjuring 2 just started filming.
Yeah. Oh, did they want us to come down and visit the set?
What? I wish. Holy shit, where is it filming?
While you're looking that up. So Zack Snyder finally came out and said that Batman versus Superman is Man of Steel 2, because I think we talked last week about how nobody knew really what Man of Steel 2 was, if it was coming, when it was on the slate. I think it was like 2019, but he came out, officially said it was, because he's like, we are seeing the direct continuation from the first film. Like, he's dealing with the consequences from the first film. And this movie is filled with a lot of Superman. There's a Lex, we're introducing Lex Luthor. Like, this still takes place in Metropolis. So this is Man of Steel 2. It just happens to have Batman in as one of the main villains. So...
villains, partners.
Partners. Well, let's not... Spoilers, Kev. Let's, Jesus. Let's
speculate. Well, fuck off.
It's like 30 minutes of him being the bad guy, and then the rest is them fighting.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you want to be friends now? Yeah, I guess we got a common enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you still got to pay for my car doors.
Hey, yeah. Well, buddy, you still got to pay for Metropolis, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And then they have a round of poker to see who's gonna settle the debt.
God,
yeah.
Well, clearly you've got the money. I don't know. Zack Snyder can say whatever he wants about it being Man of Steel 2. It really is gonna come out to the studios. So when they decide to actually make a Man of Steel 2, whether or not they call it that, or you know,
nah, it'll just be called Son of Kryptonite.
Son of Kryptonite.
Yeah, Son of Krypton, bro.
Shut up, guys.
You can't blame your phone in this case. That was just straight up.
Yeah, no, that was
they're even making
that was speech correction. that was speech correction.
New Apple feature.
Yeah, it's I got software built into the mic. I don't know what's happening.
Apple is inside of you.
Having sex with your ear.
Nope. No, yeah. It's not.
Always goes back to sex in the ears.
I'd like to have sex with Megan Fox. But she's going to be on a TV show instead, so I can't do
that. I don't think
that.
That's the reason why she's not banging you.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason why she's not banging me. She's going to be replacing Zooey Deschanel on New Girl for her maternity leave. So there'll be a story arc when she comes into the loft and replaces her and shit, which is shit, because everyone knows that Megan Fox cannot act.
Yep.
She played one... she's the same person in every movie, which is turn your head slightly to the left, open your mouth just enough to look like, huh? And then say lines that are supposed to be funny, but really aren't. That's who she played in Transformers. That's who she played in Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That's what she'll play here. So, hey, have a look out for that, huh? All right.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, man. Stupid. I mean, it'd be really funny. I mean, they're not going to do it. But if she came back and tried to play it off like she was Zooey Deschanel, and they just did like one of those 80s things, remember when they'd replace people on sitcoms and yeah. think nobody would notice?
Oh, that'd be really funny.
Oh, my gosh. There was, we were watching Boy Meets World a while back, and Harley Kiner is like the bully, like mm-hmm. for two seasons straight. And it's the same guy in every episode. Except for one. It's like you've had 30 episodes with the same actor, and then could you not get him for this one? Like, what happened? Who's this guy? And then, like, literally the next episode, it's back to the other guy. And it was like, what the fuck happened? Why did you even bother?
I want details.
Give him a week off. Yeah.
And, like, to the fact where he's, like, Harley Kiner is now on Girl Meets World also, and it's the same actor. So, like, what the fuck happened 20 years ago? This is really funny.
Hey, guys, what's disembowels mean? Does that mean that you just rip parts out?
Yeah, you lost your bowels.
Yeah.
They were removed from your body. Are you talking about the girl in Florida?
Yes, I just saw the headline.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Florida man reaches inside woman and disembowels her for uttering ex's name during sex.
Oh.
And this goes right along with the Megan Fox story.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's wow. fucking crazy. I didn't mean to get off topic. I was looking up the Reddit stuff, and I just saw it. And because we're running a contest, as we talk about some games, we're running a contest on Reddit where you can win some games from us. You can look it up by searching 8-Bit Geek, and you'll find the contests there on Reddit. You can win 5 games. Check us out. Do it, because we're going to be running them all week. So even though if you listen to this podcast late, still go look for it, because there'll still be some games for you to win. Okay.
Yes. And it's pretty awesome. You did one over the weekend. It was pretty popular, eh?
Yeah, I did a 20 game giveaway, and all you had to do was is just say, hey, this is the game I want. We pick people at random, and then of course you can look for us on iTunes and rate us for some goodwill. So mm-hmm. Anywho, that's where I saw that Florida link. I was like, good God, man.
I saw that's trending on Facebook. I was like, fuck. Jesus.
What? Man, Florida, what the everybody. Fuck?
How do you reach up inside a woman? Well, she must have been, you know,
worked out. I haven't read it yet, but I saw something that said, like, he was, like, rampaging through the apartment, like, breaking shit and, like, broke a glass door. I assume that he took a piece of glass.
What the fuck? When
you said how he's like rampaging, I'm like, man, he's really he's rampaging through her.
he was playing Mortal Kombat before sex.
Yeah, I figured.
God. All right, so let's get back to some good stuff.
Yeah. Doug, I heard there's wild rumors you might be putting it on the card.
Oh, please, please. Now, something that we never expected is that Doug is going to get a PS4.
Yes.
That's the rumor.
I said like months ago, like before they even announced it, I was like, if they ever upconvert like the Nathan Drake series, that I'll buy a PlayStation 4. And those motherfuckers heard me, I guess, and they listened to our show, and we're like, hey, let's get Doug's money. Let's make him for the PlayStation 4 and sell it as a bundle.
Have you played the PlayStation 4 yet, Doug?
No. Well, no.
Okay, so you...
I was like, I was at your house, but I didn't play it. I just watched you play.
I feel like when you start playing with that controller, you're gonna fall in love.
Yep.
I feel like you're gonna be like, Simply magic. I can't fucking go back to that Xbox controller.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah, you are a strange man. You're a loyalist, and I respect that.
But it'll be cool, man. It'll be good to have you on PS4. But I'll tell you what, you're definitely not going to be getting your Drake collection from GameStop, huh?
Fuck no, I'm not.
Fuck no.
I just, piece of shit.
They just fucking announced that the PS4 and Xbox One bundles that include digital games will not be sold at GameStop anymore.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
No, not at all.
Because a lot of the times the systems are still the same price. I mean, I feel like... I don't feel like GameStop's losing money on that. I feel like
no, An industry secret here? Systems don't make any money whatsoever. You make like a dollar off of each system in profit. Legit. Because they don't make money off the game. Or they don't make money off the system. They make money off the accessories. You know, controllers, games.
Then what's the play here? The fact that they're going to be like, well, if they don't have a physical disc, they can't trade anything in.
Probably. That's a good point. Also, that, I mean, once again, this is stupid because everyone else is doing it. But yeah, you sell a bundle with, say, Uncharted, and it's a digital copy. If it comes with a, you know, like that, they'll be like, oh, well, you should still buy Uncharted. You know, here's a physical copy of it we're selling.
You know what? I bet you anything, too, that some marketers up at GameStop here in DFW sat here and probably sat in a room and went, you know what? If we allow them to have digital games, it's only going to push them towards buying digital all the time, and we can't have that, guys. So let's not.
Very possible.
Let's not sell
GameStop
those.
Controls the majority of the market for gaming because of the fact they're the only ones in town, really. Best Buy, Walmart. I mean, I don't know if Kmart really even matters, but I mean, there's no one around to really challenge them. I mean, people have tried and they failed.
If you're gonna sell, though, I think Best Buy probably has the best. Best value right now because of their gamers card
gamer
that they
club.
Just yeah the gamer club is a really great deal and they really offer some wonderful what is it like 20% off your new games and bundles and even the legendary limited edition packages and everything like that.
What are you guys talking about?
Best Buy Gamer Club?
Best Buy Gamer Club.
You don't know about that?
No, man.
Yeah,
nah, man.
It's been out for a little while now. If you sign up,
I don't buy. I'm one of those weird people who pretty much buys my games exclusively from GameStop because I hate going into Best Buy. So I don't know anything about this gaming club.
Well, they just started it a little while ago. It goes
a couple years ago, actually.
The only thing it doesn't in a little while ago, like I said.
Yeah, it's about right.
The only
probably
thing
the last
that
time it, I bought a game from Best Buy.
The only thing that doesn't include is controllers and systems themselves, but you can pre-order all your games 20% off and everything. So I mean, it's if you're buying physical copies and you want it day of, it's a great system.
Well, especially you being a Best Buy card holder, I'd say look into it. I mean, it might not be so
bad.
You're
getting points and you're getting 20% off.
This podcast brought to you by Best Buy, apparently.
Yeah, please, Best Buy.
So
please give us a discount because we're.
But yeah, I think it's really dumb. I think GameStop obviously is scared. They're already kind of branching out by purchasing ThinkGeek.
Yeah.
And now saying that they're not going to sell. I mean, it's just stupid. It only hurts the gamer themselves.
Right. Well, I mean, you want to think about this. Going back to 2013, I mean, they've always been ahead of the curve. They've always tried to buy things before they really blew up. So, I mean, I'm not surprised with the whole ThinkGeek purchase. The thing was, in 2013, when both the Xbox was the first to announce it. When they were coming out with the One, they were like, look, we're just going to make a digital system, no discs. GameStop pitched a bitch on that. Because they were like, look, we're not going to make any money off your systems, so we're going to refuse to sell your systems. There was a point where they were actually going to turn down Microsoft and not sell any of their stuff. And then basically, you know, Microsoft wised up and pretty much came around.
You know, I would have thought that
GameStop has that grip on the whole gaming community.
Yeah, but I would think that Microsoft, that would have been a win for Microsoft because it would have made the system a little more taboo. And then people would have been like, well, fuck, I'm going out. I'll find this system. I need to buy it. You know, like GameStop is saying no. I mean, shit, it doesn't matter to me. I buy most of my games digitally now anyways. Steam has trained me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. I said this years ago when we were talking about the Xbox One and how it was like all these digital games and how you could like essentially share them with your friends and blah blah blah. But that was their plan, and then like they went back on it because
so
many console gamers just bitched so much about it and how it was the worst thing ever. And it's like
you and I
but
sat.
But that's
here.
Where we're going, you ass fucks. Like that's what people. That's what Steam is. Well, I don't use Steam. I play on my Xbox.
That's what Doug and I sat here and fucking we were both ready to fucking throw our money at Microsoft and be like, yeah, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, games are gonna be cheaper now because now you're you don't have to buy, like, the license. Oh, it's so fucking stupid.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. And this is, I mean, this was my view when this whole was announced too. I was a fan of physical games because think of this. You're paying $60 for a physical copy, or you could pay $60 for a digital copy. Shit goes down, fucking, you know, zombie apocalypse or whatever, you're offline. Hey, you're not going to be able to play those games. Well, I mean,
you're not really going to be able to play them anyways because they need online access. They need internet
access.
Now
they do, yeah. It's pretty fun.
So, but I mean, even the physical disc doesn't matter anymore because you need to connect to the internet in order to play.
And the other big thing is hard drive space. Look how fast we fill up our hard drives because we're playing games like Halo Master Chief Collection that takes up 100 gigs.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, you can only put, like, so many games on your system before you can't do anything.
Yeah, we are getting to a place where I think the next generation will be probably all digital. And I think the if there is a generation after that, I think at that point it'll all be cloud-based where you can – all you have to do is hit go and load up the game and fucking run.
Well, I mean, when it comes to that, we all have to have a much better internet system.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
The speeds. Basically, Google Fiber has to be all over the station for the states.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, it's just it's ridiculous trying to download a 40 gig game, 50 gig game. It's ridiculous. You're not going to be able to play it in a day. Like, I mean, you know, in most households. And it's just, you know, that's frustrating too. Like, how are you going to call it a day one release when you can't even download it? Like Metal Gear Solid did, or Metal Gear, Metal Gear Solid 5. Did have on Steam, they had no preload feature, so basically everyone had to wait till midnight and then start downloading Metal Gear. So everyone, while everyone on consoles, were just taking it home and playing it.
Yeah, but they still they didn't because you still had to up. What was there an update?
Maybe like a 2 gig update.
Yeah,
that beats 40 gigs to download.
Still, but at the on the same point when I went to get download, here's another good point. which we'll call it, the Taken King. I had to update, and I was like, all right, I'll update now, and we'll just get this out of the way. It took me, because everyone was downloading, it took me 12 hours to download a simple 11 gig file.
17 gigs.
And whatever. And on Steam, that would have taken me a fucking hour. Like,
well, blame that on PlayStation Network. They've always been bottlenecking shit or just been super slow. Thing about that is they gave you a week to do that before Taken King officially came out. So, like I said, it comes down to if you're gonna make everyone wait, let them preload.
Yeah, but that's not Steam
that's
though too. That's Konami going and saying no, we won't preload. Fuck it. You know, that's the studio. It's not like, and I think that's a case by case basis because I think most games that you do see on Steam, you are able to preload at least 95% of the games that are coming out, and I think that's the same way for the consoles as well now.
Yeah, but it still stands the test of time. Like I said, it takes up so much space, and these systems that are coming out with 500 gig hard drives, you'd fill them up in no time. If you ended up getting it for Christmas and getting a bunch of digital games, you're gonna have to delete. You're either gonna have to not have those on your system, or play two or three at a time.
Possibly. I've been doing okay with mine. I have a pretty big collection of games. I only have the 500 gig, and I have probably about 7 or 8. AAA titles downloaded and then a whole bunch of indies, and I still have like 100 gigs left. I mean, that's not too bad.
That's how it is on my the Xbox
One. At least with the Xbox One, you can hook up an external hard drive, USB, and then just throw all your games on there.
That's true.
If you want to get on that, the PS4 actually has a SATA drive built into it, so you can just replace the SATA drive yourself. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver.
Yeah.
They actually give you the instructions on how to do that.
Yeah, you could put a 2 gig in there if you wanted to.
But once again, I mean, how many consumers are really going to know how to do that right off the bat?
Especially since some, like, it may have been the Xbox where it's like, don't crack this open. If you crack this open, you voided the warranty and we won't take it back and fix it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if PlayStation's done that. I mean, they give you the fucking instructions on how to do it.
They don't because they've come out with plates. And that's where the hard drive lives, is right underneath the faceplate.
Okay.
So, it's so funny that they will release like a 1 terabyte drive and then charge $100 more.
It's ridiculous.
It's the same shit Apple does, and it drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah, well, it beats the 360 that had proprietary drives. I mean, they were pretty much basic SATA drives inside of a different housing, but you had to buy only Microsofts.
I remember that shit.
Like opening those up. Yeah.
I hated that. I was like, I looked at the store and I was like, man, I'd really like some more. Nope, never mind. I do not want more memory.
Well, yeah. Especially when when Microsoft switched over to the slimmer version of their system, it's like you had to rebuy your memory again.
Yep,
that sucks. And buy a transfer kit.
Well, I think this whole new PlayStation 4 for Doug is only gonna make things more difficult for him because now he doesn't know what to buy Battlefront on. Is it gonna
PC.
Be
PC?
Is it?
Yeah, PC. Gonna be, yeah, PC. That's where a lot of my other friends are buying it for, so I'm just gonna follow suit and buy it there too.
Okay, good, because I'm buying it on PC as well.
Yeah.
Okay, badass.
I'm gonna get it on PlayStation 4 because my computer won't be able to handle it.
Because fuck you guys. No, I can. Come on, I can pretty much run anything right now. I'm got a GTX 970. The world is my oyster.
Oh shit.
Well, they are gonna have Battlefront beta for everybody, even if you don't pre-order, and it's actually gonna work offline as well, which is crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so,
how's that going to work? Like, could you just download it and then like disconnect from the internet and just play it forever?
Well, there's like solo play.
That's what I mean. Just play do solo forever. Like, yeah, got the beta. Like, see, don't have to connect to the internet.
I'm only going to play this one level. I'm never paying you, EA.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I was going to say, if it's solo play, like, what do? Just play a bunch of bots, I'm assuming, because it's a multiplayer game. There's no story.
Yeah, I guess that's the only thing. This is crazy. There's going to be aerial combat up to 20 players. Oh, 10 on 10. That's going to be so much fun.
Ooh.
No space battles, though. Just aerial.
What?
Yeah, there's no space. They already said that they've already announced that. But here's what I think they're going to get you, is I think they're going to release a space battle DLC.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Knowing EA.
Yep, knowing EA.
Oh, and you guys mentioned earlier in the week, by the way. What's up with this special edition of it?
Oh, it comes with... So the special edition will cost you $120, and it comes with this fucking amazing just little person... Just a mini fridge. And it's so cool because it has the... Han Solo frozen in carbonite just etched in to the front.
That's awesome.
Until we learned that it wasn't awesome because it's just a goddamn sticker.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? It's supposed to be a mini Han Solo? I mean, like,
no, like, they at least make the fridge, the front of the fridge, plastic, like, that whole, like, him, make it a mold, mass produce it, and fucking put it as an insert into the front of the fridge. Do right by your customers and not just throw a sticker on it.
$120. I mean, I know that those fridges go for typically more than that. I mean, they only, looks like they hold, like, six cans of soda, but... Yeah, I mean, at least, yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like we could do better than a sticker.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it with game companies and wanting to make mini fridges this year? Because Call of Duty has the same thing. They've got a Juggernog fridge, and I'm getting that. So it's like, I'd want to get the Star Wars one too, but then what the fuck am I going to do with two mini fridges?
Well, now you can hold.
A 12-pack.
I can put my Doritos in one and my Mountain Dew in another.
Yeah, but now you can buy a 12-pack and store all 12 cans.
Exactly. You can have one for each hand.
Hold 12 cans, not six.
No, it's six.
Yep. It's just six.
I don't know. It would make sense for it to hold 12 because you look at the picture and you just see two rows of three or whatever stacked up. It makes sense for there to be more behind it based on how like long they are, but it would be really funny if it was just, nope. Six cans. That's all you get.
Six cans.
Doug, are you off of studio sound? Sounds like
I am, because we started a new call. Hold on, give me a second. Oh, okay. Shit. Sorry, everyone.
He sounds like shit. Now the veil has been lifted and everyone knows we're not in the same room.
We're no longer in the same room.
Oh, hey, welcome back. Now you're in the same room again.
Oh, Doug just
hey, don't walk out of the room again, okay?
Yeah.
What else we got? I know everyone's excited about Fallout 4. Did you guys hear that Bethesda actually went to id for help with its first person shooter? For its gun kind of mode. They went to him for advice about how to do their shooting mechanics in the combat, which is pretty cool.
Good.
Because obviously it wasn't the best in Fallout 3. I mean, VATS made it so much better, but
True. I mean, but And that's good because, I mean, it's... I would say that was one of the weaknesses of all the Fallout games was their actual shooting. I was more of a Melee fan because you missed so much when you were trying to shoot.
Oh, yeah. There was many deaths in that game because of missed shots.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. I hated it. So I'm glad that they actually went back. All right, now, this is going to be a very difficult decision here for you guys, but Battlefront comes out in the same month that Fallout 4 comes out.
Battlefront
for me too.
Because y'all can kiss my ass. I'm definitely getting Fallout.
Well, I'm getting Fallout 4, but I can sit there and play that at any time. When it comes to a multiplayer shooter game, you have to get in when everyone's getting in because you only have a 2-week period to be on the same play field as everyone before everyone else is way fucking better than you, and you start hating the game because you keep dying.
Yeah. That'll be me day one.
By the way, did you know this, that whole Han Solo Fridge Edition is a Walmart exclusive?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that tells you why the quality is so low.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're right, it only holds a 6-pack. So it's super
small.
Yeah,
we told you that. Now you owe us both a fucking Steam game.
Yep.
Oh, here we go.
Pay up, bitch.
One Steam game for both of you?
Yeah. No. Not to split between us. One each. I know your games.
Side note, by the way, CD Keys has Battlefront for $46.99 right now.
I'm going to get it through there.
Yeah.
Although it works with Steam, I'm scared because you have to have Origin for this one. So I'm like, what if Origin doesn't want that key?
Actually, that might be an Origin key. Let's see here.
It is an Origin. It is an Origin key because that's the only way that you can get the game.
Yep.
Origin. Origin, bitch.
Goddamn, Origin's so bad.
Origin.
Yep. Yeah, it would be an Origin code.
So. You know what we forgot to do is run through... what was actually good at the box office and not what wasn't.
There was nothing.
There really wasn't. Even the movie that I saw that came out number one. Actually, I saw two movies this week.
Oh, Maze Runner trilogy or whatever?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I saw Maze Runner. I don't know if you guys listened to my review or not, but saw that one.
No, because I don't give a shit about that movie.
You know who did, though? Audio Boom like really helped us out on that one. They put us on blast.
They did, on their Twitter.
Oh, shit, Black Mass came out this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Oh, man, I want to see that one.
I highly recommend it.
Oh, fuck me.
It's really fucking good. It's really good. Johnny Depp is amazing. Like, you absolutely forget that he's in the movie. Like, he just fucking takes over his character. Like, the character just takes over him, and it's just awesome.
Hey, you know what was not number one this week?
War Room?
Fuck that movie. Not even in the top five.
Oh, man. Maze Runner. Six. Man, what a fucking terrible... Like, it wasn't a terrible movie. It just was very mediocre.
That's what I heard about the first one.
But I went to go see that one just because I took Ashley and her friend to the concert and to drop them off because parking was sold out in Dallas, so I had 3 hours to kill. So I went to go see a movie, and that was the only one playing during the time. So,
mm-hmm.
So that was that.
Yeah, and The Visit came. Oh, The Visit did pretty well again. Anyone see that yet? I've heard such mixed reviews. Some people were like, "Oh, it's dog shit," and Night Shyamalan should just fucking quit. And then some people were like, "Actually, it's pretty good. It's kind of funny. It's not very scary. There's a couple jump scares, but like, it's a funny. It's kind of almost funny in a way. Is what I've heard a lot. Yeah. It's like it had funny moments, like laugh out loud, and then, but not terrible. Did we see last week that it had? Yeah, it's dropped down to a 6.9, but it was like a 7.2 last week, so.
Ooh.
Well, no, I didn't. I haven't been to the theater in a while. It's just because, like, a lot of that stuff, I don't know. I'll really wait on it.
Oh, and fuck, and fuck Dallas moviegoers right in the ass.
Wow.
Are they terrible?
Oh, my God, dude. I went to Uptown, and that right there should tell you. But these entitled pricks sat there and talked the entire movie. People were on their phones the entire movie. Like, I was about to explode. I was so thankful it wasn't a movie that I really cared about, because I was just like, and on my review I was like, I really hope that this was just a one-time occurrence thing, like, but there was too many to fucking it was improbable that this was not an issue for every film. I was just like, holy shit, these assholes.
Those are probably all the people that got kicked out of Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah.
Up there in Richardson. Oh, whatever. Man. Probably like, well, you cannot be here. You've got to go somewhere else. Fine.
Yeah, that's what they do, too.
Fine, we'll go talk in another movie theater, you jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're one of those people that talks during a movie, stop listening to our podcast. We don't need your support.
Yeah. Whoa. I did. Seriously, I don't want to pay... I don't want to pay $15 a ticket and then hear you. Like, that's not what I'm there for.
Yeah. If I wanted to do that, I'd listen to your podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. All right. That's our show for the week. I hope that you had a good time. And my name is Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And I hope you loved us having sex with your ears.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God damn it. No.